Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are in the throes of the content, and actually not, this isn't content. This is really kind of giving you a good understanding of what it takes to change the makeup of your county politically and constitutionally. If you're clinging to the Republican Party and you live in a state that has a very good, not conservative, a very good constitutional Republican Party, then you're probably operating and heading what you believe is in the right direction. It matters not at the state level. Because, see, the party itself is just like the republic or the national, the union. One state has equal voice to the other states. In other words, California, they have an equal voice to Wyoming. And that's one of the things that's beautiful about this. But here's the insidious part of this. The Republican establishment, which is basically hook, line, and sinker following the RNC, well, they're not going to have any of these rogue states becoming too powerful and start moving the party in the direction of the Constitution. It's not going to happen. They're not going to allow that to happen. So, inevitably, they may let a state all by its own, you know, like Wyoming, maintain this constitutional position, because actually Wyoming has done this now for, you know, this will be two cycles of keeping Frank Ethorn in as chair. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if Trump understands why Frank Ethorn is such a great leader. I know why he's such a great leader, because he understands the Constitution and he's not playing games with agendas. There are still some things that, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, get people to, you know, let go of certain things. One of those things, because I talked about this to Frank and others, but he does realize that he's not a king. He's only the chair of the state. You have to get everybody else on board for the party to actually move in the direction it needs to move. But this is why the Wyoming party platform is just like every other platform. It's got everybody's favorite, you know, moral issue. Excuse me. It has everybody's favorite grievance, what have you. And they need to strip all that away. People need to start really understanding it has to be about the Constitution. When you go into a ring fighting over a lesser fight, and even if you might have a perceived win, well, I'm here to tell you that down the road, that perceived win will end up being a real loss. One, it's a loss of resources, it's a loss of time, because we're not actually fighting the real problem, that the federal government has no business doing any of these things. If we focus on the federal government in compliance and saying, you have to do what we've delegated to you and you got to stop doing all these other things, then it changes the focus from one myopic issue to all of the issues. Now, so some people may want to dub me as a, you know, I'm not hard enough on abortion. Are you kidding me? I'm not hard enough on, you know, health care. I'm not hard enough on, seriously, I'm looking to get rid of everything. They have no business meddling in all of these different things, whether it be homosexual marriage, whether it be abortion, whether it be health care, housing, labor, you name it. How can one person literally have comfort with themselves focusing on just one of the problems, such as abortion, which is a huge, heinous problem? But how is that even compared to all of the other evils that they're doing? They're all equally evil, and they're all equally as bad. Allowing our education system to convince children to change their lives and to live their lives in sin, and we're not stopping it? You got to be kidding. You cannot allow that type of paradigm to exist. Now, if we go into a theocratic line and we start saying, and I start using the word sin, and we got to stop all sins, then we're going to lose this battle. And I say that because it's not about being politically correct. It's about being accurate with what our intent is. Because there are way too few people in America today that hold the theocratic line. Or I should say the religious line, not theocratic. Because theocracy is a form of government. And our government is not a theocracy. The Constitution is not a theocracy. All these people that say the Constitution is, you know, biblically based and all of that. Well, I'm not saying that the framers were biblically based, but it was actually based on natural law and the laws of God and the laws of nature. In other words, it wasn't based upon a very specific faith. This is why I find harmony with other faiths like Hinduism. I believe that Hinduism is a faith that could, you know, participate in our constitutional republic because they support individual liberty and not, you know, compulsion and forcing people into compliance. I understand everybody needs this great awakening. Absolutely. On Sunday, you need to be trying to bring people to church with you and getting them interested in church. And on Monday through Saturday, you need to start educating them about their civics and their responsibilities. You know, the Lord doesn't expect you to starve yourself to death by only worshiping and doing, you know, his business. Maybe he will bless you, but if you have a family, he would be very hard. I would think that his heart would be hurt to see how you're hurting your family and how you're, you know, hurting your neighborhood and everybody else when you could be doing so much more than just that work. Now, not that his work isn't the critical part, but you have to understand that his work is based upon liberty. If you live in a government where you don't even have that opportunity, we're heading down that path. If you don't understand the importance of consecrating time in supporting liberty, separate from your profession, separate from, you know, your faith and everything else, I mean, as people point out when they find this candidate is Catholic or this candidate is Mormon, this candidate is, you know, whatever their faith is, well, then they start making these assumptions. Well, this person, you know, every decision is going to be based on that faith. And that's been the progressive argument. They attack people because, well, we can't trust your faith because your faith is encompassed in everything. So knowing that your faith is encompassed in everything, it is time to not use the Republic Review or Reclaiming the Republic as its own, I'll say, spiritual revival. It's a parallel effort. You have to be doing both separately. They are parallel efforts. They are not serial efforts. And in some ways, and if you really understand Republic Review, it actually is a serial effort. It has to be done first. It has to be done first. Because right now, the federal government has been getting away with doing, you know, this, taking away prayer in school, taking away, you know, this religion of separation of church and state. The federal government has been exercising powers that are repugnant to the Constitution. I want you to understand, I want you to know that if you really want to have a successful revival, you have to focus on the compact. We have to get the federal government into compliance. And it's not a religious issue here. It is a contractual issue. I pray every day. And I pray that we can do this. I only have so much time. Time for everybody is finite. You have no idea when your time is coming up. And so if you're not using and consecrating your time and doing those things that are your responsibility, you know, providing for your family is the key thing. You got to be able to provide for your family and raise them and rear them and nurture them in the things that they need to be done, that we are taught biblically, you know, spiritually, what we need to do in raising up good spiritual children as well as productive children. I find it, you know, a paradox when you look at all these supposed, air quotes here, alleged Christian homes that are living on the government dole, and they're teaching their kids to do the same. As Thomas Sowell talks about it, it's generational welfare, and it is insidious. It is destructive. Really? We're going to allow that to continue? Anyway, we need to get into some other issues before we get into the Constitution Day. So let me get off this rant. I want you to understand the importance of Republic Review. There are things that Republic Review will free up and allow you to be able to start going down the path of returning to prayer in school and returning to having the Bible in school as well. It should not be considered, you know, an apostate doctrine to American society as it is being treated today. We need to be able to have open, academia needs to be free. We need to have open education so the kids can actually start learning moral conscience and those types of things. Look, I'm telling you today, what's going on in the schools is one of the greatest evils. It ranks right up there with abortion, and it ranks right up there with live organ harvesting. What we are living in a time that the world has never seen such evil. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so you know already the obligatories. This show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. I'm not here to entertain. I'm not here to really talk about the news. I'm here to give you solutions. I'm here to actually give you what you can take and execute and reclaim this republic. That's what this is all about. As you know, we have Timber Nation, who we plug. They're not a paid sponsor, so we can get away with, you know, doing anything we want. But we do this because I absolutely believe that they're giving and providing a quality product. Same thing with AdLocal. They're not a paid sponsor. You need email help. You're standing up a company. You're doing something that, you know, you, for a conservative cause, you need to be on AdLocal because deplatforming has become a reality. And they've gone after the big ones. And if you get big, they'll go after you. But pretty soon, they'll be going after everybody. They will be using their books to determine, oh, well, these guys are enemies. Let's go take them down too. Because the day's coming when, like the Khmer Rouge, the day is coming when they will successfully take away our rights, our constitution, unless we stand up. This is why this message, Republic Review, and the state's power over that constitution must go loud and clear and resonate in the ears, minds, and hearts of every state legislator. Because I believe if they know that the federal government has no power to set aside their compact, they're not even parties to it. They don't have the power to do those types of things. So, this is the only way we're going to save us from the capitulation, because the federal government is heading down the path. It is their intent to create the disaster or the calamity that they will tell you we are now being forced to put aside our Constitution. Now, it may seem like a sleight of hand where they're going, oh, you know, we've got these problems and we're going to be doing things that are so unconstitutional that... And they're going to basically, if the states sit on their hands anymore and they allow more and more unconstitutional government to continue to come out, it will be a matter of time. And maybe they don't formally say we're setting aside the Constitution. Maybe they just do it. Maybe we just, we're in awestruck of not believing the magnitude of the calamity, and we're just kind of, you know, shocked. We're like frozen, like the deer staring at the headlights, going, what the heck? And then it'll be too late. We have a comment line, 425-270-5416. Radio dust covers, by the way. If you're looking for something to cover your equipment that is going to sit around for a while and you don't want dust to get in it, then by all means, get yourself some radio dust covers for your audio equipment. See, I love audio. I'm an audiophile, and I've not actually been able to sit down and listen to good quality, what I'll call my high-end system. I have a high-end system. I haven't been able to sit down and listen to it in years because I'm too busy trying to reclaim the Republic. I know that kind of wears on my wife. I understand that she's not political. My wife is, you know, a person that's very educated, but she's just not political. And she kind of grew up that way. Her family wasn't political. She didn't have a father that had, you know, a degree in political science like I did. I was doomed from the beginning. I remember when I was 11 years old and I was, you know, sitting around and my father and his friends were talking about world issues and so forth. And I was just captivated. As I started getting exposed to more and more, I was just absolutely captivated. I was always engaging with my father. So even going, you know, through high school and everything else, and to be honest, you know, as I was listening to my father, and I was listening to his arguments, I actually, you know, fell in line with the educational indoctrination and was a huge, I would say I was a communist because I was supporting the Democrats and the Democrats' violations of the I helped on the Carter campaign. But that was the last time. That's when I joined the Marine Corps. I woke up, I turned around, and I have not looked back. Because when I had to take my arm and put it to the square and take that oath that I would protect and defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic, there we go. I needed to understand what this thing was, this Constitution that we were going to protect. And so as I started reading, it brought me to the Federalist Papers. Then I learned about the Anti-Federalist Papers. Trying to get those was even more difficult. This is why I tell you, if I don't go through the Federalist Papers anymore because, one, they're not legally binding. They're kind of insightful. And there's a few things that I kind of bring out that I think are pointed and, you know, poignant, actually. But the Federalist Papers are just insightful. That's all. There's all sorts of other things that are insightful. But if it doesn't really, really build up and support this concept of a compact and the contractual law that must be applied when we look at this compact, then why even do it? Do not forget about Red Pill Expo. Are you getting your tickets? I am trying to get my wife to come with me. So some of you will actually get to meet my better half. And she will be, let's just say she'll be my bodyguard. She'll be actually, you know, running in between people because we don't want to get COVID, her and I. And she knows I can't get it because of my condition. And so she's actually going to be there for those defensive purposes if she goes. We just have to work things out with her schedule and everything else. So hopefully that she'll be able to go. If she can't go, then we may need to find somebody else that can probably make sure that I stay separated from anybody. Because you don't know. You may be asymptomatic. You may be just a carrier. Or if you got vaccinated, I just can't be exposed to any of that. And I hope you understand that. And so flying down there, I'm going to have to be in a first-class seat. Tough, right? No, it's what I have to pay now because I can't, even though I can't afford it, that's where I have to be because it's a let's just say compartmentalized compartment. Even though, you know, there's still the air, you're not as packed as sardines like you find in, you know, the other seating and so forth. I mean, it gives me marginal space, but I'll take that space. And anybody that's ever worked for me knows I've always been a germaphobe. I do not like getting sick. When somebody came to work and because we didn't have sick time, I'd say, you know, I couldn't believe our employer would allow this. I kept on asking for a policy to say if somebody is sick, they've got a contagious, whether it's a cold or anything else. I can't afford to lose other people because this person had to come to work. We need to make sure they don't come to work so that everybody else can work. Let's minimize the spreading and the sharing and the herd immunity to, you know, those people who are, you know, willing to go out and pick up the diseases because they've got a nightlife. Or anyway, I'm still going on, and I want to actually get into content. If you tune in between now, actually, if you continue to tune in, we will be covering the Patriots. I've actually got the document that they've released and how they're targeting Patriots and why. And so we'll consider that a marketing show. I want to emphasize again, we have to start having the open dialogue about some of these problems, about the importance of petitions, about businesses making it possible that businesses become champions of the Constitution, just like people. Anyway, when we look at the five hats and we look at the different roles that we kind of expect each other to take on, well, let's look beyond that, because we kind of talked about yesterday or in the past couple of shows, we talked a little about legal operations and the Community Watch Center or Central Community Watches and how there should be this kind of, you know, in the military and in the militia, you have a central command. That central command should be the organized militia where, you know, your community watch center is actually, you know, breaking it down into a squad. You know, your community should have a squad of watchers. Now, in some states, there's actually a volunteer force. It's called, you know, sometimes it's a citizen force. And the sheriff's office usually provides a car that they can kind of drive and troll around the community and so forth to, you know, provide eyes on the area for the sheriff. This is how he can, you know, maintain a low staffing because he's got volunteers doing that. And they have radio connections and all of those types of things. There's no reason why an unorganized militia can't get that in working with the sheriff as well. But I would believe that the sheriff and the commander of the militia, they both should start being tied. If the sheriff is apprehensive to working with the local militia, then you have a bad sheriff. So what you need to do is you need to convince the sheriff that if he can't work with the militia in accordance with the Constitution, then we have to find a new sheriff, period. Let them get the message. Give them the opportunity to make that decision. But anyway, as we've also talked about events coordinators. And as you start going along and you start planning events to get your county moving, again, I talked about this Rolodex. You need to have a clean, a really well-developed file of all the different venues in your county and in neighboring counties so you can do large events and medium events and small events. Because sometimes it may be just a small event, like during election season, it'll be town hall meetings. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so, maybe I barely squeaked it out. I'll bet you some of you are going, come on, your promo's going to go. Anyway, and I thank you for that, all of that support and cheerleading in the background. I felt it. I felt you were there with me. Anywho, the events coordinator. You need, and I can't emphasize this enough, you need to really start finding out good business. And don't be afraid if it's not a classroom. Go to some businesses that have space. It may be a barbershop. You know, there are some barbershops in the Pacific Northwest area from Montana, or Idaho, I think Oregon. It's called The Man Shop. And they are big, large, and on the walls they have the Constitution. So don't be afraid to approach these people and say, we'd like to have an evening meeting there, and we'll have people that'll do the cleanup and stuff, and 9 times out of 10 the person who manages that will probably want to be there as well. And they should be, if they're smart, they should be hiring people that kind of agree with their with their company, ideology, because they believe in supporting the Second Amendment. You can, if you're wearing a sidearm, you can wear your sidearm into the man shop. So you can find things and stores and businesses and proprietors that are very supportive. and look. Sometimes restaurants have, you know, a little banquet area for a small gathering. Don't just look for, you know, a venue that does these types of things, because if you're looking for a free opportunity, 9 times out of 10, a restaurant will do that for you. If they have a large enough venue, then that would be great, because what they can do is you can actually have, you know, the table set up for everybody so everybody can eat, and then you can have the tables cleared away while everybody is kind of off doing, you know, something. Look at all the possibilities. Create a good little ledger or a Rolodex and identify, because events are very important, because this is actually how you bring information to new people, by, you know, inviting people to come. You know, you may have to spring for their meal to say, hey, I want you to come and I'm going to give you a free meal. 9 times out of 10, how many people are going to say, well, shoot, I don't want to, I'll take that free meal. Now, this isn't a timeshare type of thing, is it? Because, I mean, I can understand why some people wouldn't want to go to that. No, this is an educational thing. We're going to be learning about the Constitution. This has nothing to do with political parties. This is a educational meeting. And they'll go, oh, wow, okay. Sounds good, because they're already like-minded, and this is how you bring them in. This way, by having these meetings and having events, and you should probably try to have at least 2 events a year. You're better off having more, because the more events you have, the more you can grow. Now, you don't necessarily want to, you know, have other, you know, always constantly paying for other people. But the other important part of these events is these events bring forth revenue. They bring revenue into your organization. And so at that point in time, your organization, you know, you need to at least register it as a, hopefully, either a non-taxable organization. Because I think if you go into that and you account and you have actually a treasurer. So when you start doing some of this stuff, you know, some of this stuff you'll have to do on your own. And, you know, the money that you make will have to be put into that organization after you do some of these big venue things. But you need to really look at getting a treasurer. You need to have, you know, a secretary and or somebody that keeps the minutes and so forth. You need to have a vice chair. You need to start building that leadership as you start filling out those 5 primary roles, right? Remember the trainer, the recruiter, the comms, PR, petition manager. Petition manager should actually be driving and creating events themselves. And these would be no-cost events that will be actually happening and scheduled constantly. All of these things are recruiting tools. Sitting at home and, you know, chatting on Facebook and social media is not building a movement. You have to get out. You have to unplug. You have to start, I mean, not completely unplug, because if you use social media to advertise your events to get people out, that's what you do. But quit getting engaged in every conversation and quit taking every conversation personal. We have a right in America to be offended. And you have a right to go away and not comment. You don't have to be bullied, and you don't have to bully others. Point is that what we want you to do is start using these fundamental roles to build your county. You'll be so much happier as you do. Now, when we've gotten into, you know, the legal operations, this is where, at this point in time, this is when you bring in the NLA, or you're going to need the NLA. It'd be good to have them at the very beginning to start working with you so that you kind of understand these legal operation things. But you may not be minded for that. So there are, you know, you can't put a square peg in a round hole. And if you're a square peg and the NLA is a round hole, then you need to recruit somebody that can actually fit that round hole. So you have to know and understand the importance of working with the NLA, because the stuff that they do and they provide with their subject matter experts in doing this is very critical. And they very helpful with the committeemen. They're very helpful with this jury administration, the documents and filings for courts, working and building towards a common law grand jury and petite jury. you just have to start understanding that there are all of these things that you're going to need help and some education, and you don't want to reinvent the wheel. Bring in the National Liberty Alliance as that assistance, because, and this is why, it's all about unifying. You know, there are other organizations out there that could probably bring some really good. This is why we talk about the health freedom and even the John Birch Society. Get them to put aside their wrong misinterpretations and or misinformation. Get them to have the honest dialogue and finally get them to become a part of this. If they won't, I'm just here to tell you, if you run into loggerheads that are not willing to unify, then you have every right to put up, these people are not unifiers. These people are self-serving individuals and organizations, and this is why they're not here working with us. That's fine. But at least you can actually provide that information, and then you can identify who you are working with, the Second Amendment groups. You're working with the abortion groups. You're working with the health freedom groups, hopefully. As you start building and unifying, you'll be able to build on that. All of this actually becomes marketing because it looks in your favor as a unifier. Let them, those who are non-unifiers, let them deal with the political, or I should say the public relations problem, because people, if anybody understands the adage, united we stand, divided we fall, most everybody is going to completely understand this concept that those non-unifiers are trying to divide and being divisive. Why would we even why would you even be a member of that? We need to start challenging those people. If you've got friends there, you go, what's up with that? Why are you doing that? They're not even willing to come and talk. They can't even unify with everybody else on the common things that need to be done. You can't argue that these are illegitimate. This actually goes back to our founding documents. Where is the common sense, logic, and reason? This is all emotional, and they're taking this into a personal context or an organizational context as a threat. I get it. If they don't know how to deal with themselves, if they don't know how, you know, what they can do after the problem is solved, then it has to be pointed out. They're only looking and taking care of their self-relevance instead of actually helping. What they're claiming to do is helping in saving us from the problem. In other words, they are a part of the problem. They're a big part of the problem. Anywho, as we start looking over on the administrative side, again, we've already talked about the recruiter. The recruiter needs to create an organizational vetting. And so what I would recommend is, as you start growing at the state level, somebody should get an account with LexisNexis. And usually one person can get an account or an organizational account. Once you have revenue coming in, you need to get a subscription to LexisNexis. Why? Because when people run as candidates, and you can now, you go into LexisNexis and do a personal poll or, you know, research to find out, has this person ever had a bankruptcy? Has this person ever... This is also a great tool in recruiting, that everybody gets background checked just to make sure, and then you can have the honest conversation with them. Like, what are all these things about? You know, and it's okay if those people were, you know, just made some real mistakes. If they were just recent and it was a long train of mistakes, then you go, oh, maybe that's not so okay. But if they were a long time ago and you know them and they really haven't been, it's like they got their act together. I mean, I'm so glad that I am not being scrutinized by my mistakes in the past. I'm happy the fact that, you know, I've proven over, you know, decades and decades, I've proven that I'm not that kid that did those things, made those mistakes. I mean, we're talking going all the way back to the 70s and so forth. And I'm going, well, you know, I've got a track record that proves myself, that I've, you know, gotten my life together. But that's what you have to do. If you really want to protect your organization, you want to make sure that your members, as well as the candidates, as well as the bad candidates, those opponents out there, the rhinos, this LexisNexis tool is a very powerful tool in researching the finances, the arrest history. All of that type of stuff is available, but you have to pay for it. We'll be right back after this.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as I just was going over the recruiter, this is where the LexisNexis database needs to be. This is where you actually are vetting candidates, and so you need to have a vetting team. And oh, by the way, guess who has a vetting questionnaire? Guess who, you know, actually can provide you some of the stuff you already need. The platform, having a platform when you're ready to create that party, having the bylaws. We're going to be having bylaws that will actually allow you to operate and operate in a dynamic environment. We're going to provide you with, you know, these vetting tools. All these types of things that you'll be able to utilize in building your organization, we're going to be able to provide this to you. This is why I would highly recommend that in your operational side, which it really isn't over here, but it needs to be. I've got to have this. There's a line to the sheriff. There needs to be also a line, a direct line to the organized militia. And I say that because you need to be working directly with those guys as you're having these community watch centers. You need to be able to create a web that does not isolate anybody. The organized militia folks, they need to understand that this, you know, reclaiming the republic is not just about going and, you know, firing a weapon. And as a matter of fact, wouldn't it be preferred? Wouldn't it be better for the republic if we actually reclaimed the republic without ever having to have those guys go out into a tactical and a strategical types of battles to where we don't have to fire. We don't have to use deadly force. The Constitution gives us everything we need to avoid that. That's why I'm saying this proves how much our Creator, the divine hand of providence, knew what we needed, and it proves how much he loves us. Because he didn't, now that we have suffered twice as a nation and consecrated liberty with the spilling of blood twice in the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, Because if you look at after the Civil War, we now have something in the Constitution that actually makes it possible for us to guarantee liberty and protect ourselves from corrupt and immoral tyrants in public office. This is why Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is such a blessing. It is the teeth necessary, along with a few other things, such as petitions. We do not want to marginalize the importance of petitions and these petition organizations. I'm telling you, as people start signing these petitions, you need to have little brochures of how you can get involved, how you can help by doing these petitions with us, you know, because this is just the first one. And the next one, you're going to be going wowsy, wowsy, wowsa, because people are going to be overwhelmed with these opportunities of, one, learning what is constitutional, what isn't constitutional, and actually stepping up to the plate and getting involved, because you can get specific, like in South Dakota, petitioning on the shutting down of the lumber trade, you know, the harvesting of timber and the lumbering at the mills. This is where the employees, had they used First Amendment petitions, would have been able to use the governmental process, the constitutional process, instead of sitting there. This is what happens to good people. This is what, see, those who have nothing to do, those who are living on the teat of government, are out there demanding more government, more government, more government for them, and taking away your jobs. They do not realize that what they're doing is they're feeding the machine to kill us all. You think in Russia, the average person is better off? No, they weren't. In China, you think the average person is better off because of all the great government programs and handouts? No, they're not. They're not even close. Only in a free society can we have the opportunities to succeed and fail. In a communist society, you do what you're told and you get what you're given. And if you start complaining and you don't like it, and you're not, you know, touting the company line, the Communist Party line, then you're identified as a threat. And they start using social, you know, pressures upon you, taking away your nice house and putting you in a crappy house, taking away the nice job that you have and giving you really hard labor. They will come down upon you, and this will only intensify your fighting to where the next thing you know, you're actually in a gulag as a part of the rest of those who are waiting around only to be killed for your organs for somebody else, because that's another huge industry that China is feeding. That's what we have to avoid here, folks. This is why you have to get people engaged and involved. You cannot just sit by, because the communists that are working, they are so sold and they are so committed because they believe that they're at a point where they can take everything from you if they can continue to grow. They have everything to gain. You have everything to lose. Sitting there at home every night, watching TV and doing nothing makes you really a part of the problem. And I hope as you start seeing this, I hope that you realize what a hypocrite, you know, what a paradox you are in your complaining and doing nothing. Or maybe, actually, I shouldn't say you. I should say all of these conservatives who are not getting involved, who are not listening and not, you know, taking notes and actually taking action. I know there's many of you that are. And I pray for you. I pray for your successes. I pray that you remain healthy and that you can actually have the successes that you need, because your successes are our successes. We're dependent on your success. All of us are dependent on each other's success. That's why when I talk to people, I'm not looking to be the sole leader. I can't be. When I die, if I'm the sole leader, when I die, this is all for naught. But if everybody else is leading and we're all working together as a team of leaders from the state level all the way down to the county level, you know, we all can't occupy the same space. this is one of the reasons why I never took the position or never took, I could have easily become a county commissioner. In the county that I live in, I could have easily. I've been asked several times. It seems like almost every year, hey, can you do this? And I tell them, no, I think the work that I am doing is far more important. I can't tie myself down to the county. I think the nation needs this. And maybe, you know, if you look at me as a narcissist thinking that I'm that good, well, no, I'm really not that good, but I know I'm a leader. And I know that I can help lead and help you lead, because that's the most important thing. If we begin leading, we will begin winning. Leading is an active, you know, it's an active process. It's not something that you do by just sitting at home and thinking and thinking and thinking. Quit thinking and start doing. So kind of wrapping up here, one of the things I also talked about was the librarian. Now, we will give you what we have in the ratification debates. What we would love to see, because there may become a county, there may become a librarian that may actually be able to pull the trigger on buying the ratification debates from the University of Wisconsin, from the DHRC. Now, they're about $3,000, if I remember correctly, pretty close to about $3,000. Yours truly doesn't have that kind of money, a disposable income. I really have to save up and cut corners and so forth, and I just can't do that. I don't see that as foreseeable. But if there is a county out there, then what we can do is hopefully we can get that into an electronic form, and buying the entire library in electronic form to where that can be shared. And so making those types of things shared, now we actually have an unfathomable amount of resources, because what they have in these resources, if you go look, they have the letters that all of these people that participated in the ratification debates, what they said, writing back to their family members that were, you know, a couple days ride away on horseback in their state. And as they were communicating back and forth between one convention and another convention, because there were at times a couple of conventions working at the same time, and or talking about what they did during their, I mean, all of this communications is very insightful. It's good resources to look at. It's just like the Federalist Papers. I don't say burn the Federalist Papers. They're insightful. And what we want is we want to get, if there's any more official documents that have been withheld, because we don't know what Eliot did with, because the current ratification base that we have is all a part of Eliot's work back in the, I think, the mid-1800s. And he went out and kind of grabbed these and kind of put them into a library. I think he did everything he could. But what we also want to do is you and your state, you want to start doing the research. You want to help with the audit process. Did your state actually legitimately pass every amendment to the Constitution? If you do that research, you can actually help the state legislators in giving them the facts to say, yeah, you guys legitimately passed these. That way they can actually, you know, go through the audit process much, much faster, because it's all a part of that. So when we come back, we'll just do a quick wrap up, and then what I want to do is I want to get into Mason's, you know, comments on August 22nd and the paradigm that was ripping through the Constitutional Convention. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com for custom pricing.